We're about to have some testimony sharing about what people learned last week, April 15th, 2012 at Easter Conference. There'll be several shares.
Cool. I see our testimonies are over. Mine at least was what I learned at Bible school. Yeah.
Can you say your name when you go through, first name?
All right, my name is Austin Kessler. I'm a sophomore. All right. Well, Hebrews 24:7. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Through this passage to your conference with CRD, we learned of the gospel of Jesus. How he suffered, how he was crucified, buried, and later raised again in 3 days. Before he died, Jesus was mocked and beaten by the chief priests and religious officials. He was put before Pilate, where they condemned him to death. They made him carry the cross to Golgotha, where they nailed him to it. Even on the cross, people hurled insults at him, but he overcame and forgave. When he died, the temple curtain tore and darkness came over the land. It was a glorious death for a glorious man. He was buried shortly after, but 3 days later, some women came to the tomb to see his body, but Jesus wasn't there when they arrived. Through all the suffering, Jesus never tried to deny their claims or save himself. He knew God's will was to be done through this. He told it how it was and took the punishment, even if he didn't deserve it. He took the punishment that we deserve. Each and every one of us should be condemned to hell for our sins, no questions asked. But Jesus created a bridge for us to get to God with his death. That's why we should thank him every single day. At this moment, I'm not really following the gospel in my life like he wants me to do. I live my life, enjoy worldly pleasures with my friends, and live an overall self-centered lifestyle. I don't think Jesus would be pleased with the amount of heart I give in his spirit things. I'm not saying I need to go out and die for him, but I need to give some of my heart in this spiritual life. Jesus gave his life for me, so it's the least I can do. Also, Jesus rose from the dead. Death could not keep his hold on him. That gives me hope that I can overcome my any struggle that comes my way with the help of God. In word, he has risen.
Hello. I'm Sarah. Okay, 2012 Easter Bible School, testimony. In May, we've been learning about human behavior, why good people do bad things. We study an experiment that proved that people will continue to do wrong if under some sort of authority or influence. People like pilots and soldiers and centurions could fit this. Through the Bible School, we heard that Pilate was influenced by the crowd in the end, and the centurion changed and felt bad when he realized what he did to the Son of God. Ordinary people can fall prey to evil, but Jesus took their beatings, insults, and hate because he knew that thousands of years later we would be sitting here listening to each other's one words from our recent Easter Bible School. I personally learned that loyalty counts, even if someone is not loyal to you. John was the only disciple who cared to see Jesus on the cross. But Jesus served his disciples to the end, even knowing he would be betrayed and abandoned. Every Easter, I'm reminded of Jesus' very personal love for me, and I'm very thankful. I really enjoy this Bible School.
Yeah! I'll go now.
Hello, my name is Mark Chesmer. My key words that I took away from this Easter Bible School was Luke 23:34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up the spoils like half and half. One thing that I learned from the 2012 DuPage NIU Easter Bible Conference is that in times of struggle, I must turn the other cheek. And I must forgive the people that do wrong to me and hurt me. When Jesus was being led to be judged before Pilate, condemned to death, the crowd mocked him and hated him, and yelled at him, and beat him, and stuff. What did he do, though? He didn't lash out at them and curse them. He quietly accepted that this was God's plan, and he buried it for us to live, because he loves us. And he forgave them. So when people mock me or hurt me, I must turn the other cheek, forgive them, and not let anger control me. And that is what my God looked like for me. One word, turn the other cheek.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm Hope. Last week was about school. You guys were all there, so you know. I wasn't there on Friday, so my testimony is on the second day, the resurrection. On the second day of the Bible school, I learned about the resurrection of Jesus and the angels appearing to the women after we watched the movie at Missionary David Kim's house. Alright. Luke 24:1-12, key verse 7. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. When I first started studying this passage last week, I thought, oh, not again. I can't learn anything from this again. But then we had about studying the message, and I realized that there's a lot to learn about Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection, and how I should thank him. When the women went to Jesus' tomb later, they were surprised. The tombstone was rolled away, and Jesus was gone. Two angels appeared and set the women straight. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is risen. Remember what he told you about the gospel that must happen. He didn't actually say that. The women remembered these and went to the others. I got a couple main points from this. One is to share your testimony with others, the women, they experienced Jesus' resurrection and the angels, and then they went to go share what they heard with other people. Two, Jesus' death shouldn't be all mournful and terrible because he is risen again and he has saved us from sin and defeated death. If God had loved us so much, we would all be dead because everyone was sin. And the third point is to experience Jesus for yourself. Peter went to see Jesus for himself and he praised him. John's version says that he got him to believe. So the one word is he has risen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus and for saving us from our sins. Thank you for blessing our Bible school, and please help us to hold on to our identity as God's chosen people. I pray in Jesus' name. During our joint Easter Bible school, we studied about the torture, death, and resurrection of Jesus and how this story affected those around Jesus. Pilate, Herod, the religious leaders, Simon, his disciples, the weeping women, and the criminals, and everyone else, all witnessed Jesus' absolute nobility and identity and responded in different ways. At this conference, I thought about how lucky I am to have been given an identity when so many live their lives never considering who they are. Then, when so many in the passages were quick to throw that away, I realized that identity in God is all that we really have anyway. So I pray to hold on to my identity in God and have hope in his resurrection always. So one word, I'm thankful for Jesus, and God's word.
And then Luke 24:1-12, just put the large number of people who witnessed the death on the cross were women. I find women to be a big part of life and a holy life, just like Elizabeth, mother of Israel.